everybody. My name is Shannon Mondor. I created Fulfillment in Faith because I discovered that many people want and are desperately searching for help. People of all backgrounds, whether they suffer from an addiction or not, are contacting me. They are scared, don't know who to turn to, don't know what to do next, have no direction in life, and they are wanting guidance. They have searched me out due to my success story of how I battled addiction to alcohol, mental illness, suicide, and lived with an abusive past. I overcame my past and used my experiences to help myself and to gain knowledge on how I could help others to go forward and to find their greatness within as I have. With those tools, I gained confidence, strength, and freedom, and have since published a book, How in the Hell Did I Get Here? And I am a successful mindset and manifesting coach. I made that choice to help others with my experiences, as I have been where so many are right now. So welcome to my podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I am your host, Shannon Mondor. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to my silence. And it was during those times is when I learned so many things about myself, and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, and then we teach and help others. Today, I have a very special guest, and her name is Mariah Adifi, who is here to share her story. Welcome, Mariah.
Hi, thank you.
Mariah, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, and then, yeah, just get into your time of stillness?
Sure. Originally, I was born and raised in Canada, and I got married at a very, very young age of 18. I actually forewent, I guess is the word. I didn't graduate high school. I thought I would do it later because the person that I married actually was an American citizen, and he was serving in the United States Navy. So I had to move to a whole nother country, and you know, my mind was not into school, and I thought I could pick it up later. And I really didn't have a desire for school to begin with. And so I kind of married and ran off. And it was just, my life was a struggle after that. I didn't go back to school. We moved a lot. So being in the Navy and a Navy dependent, you move a lot, maybe every couple of years. So going back to school was very difficult because of all the moves. And we found ourselves in Hawaii. And I remember getting there and celebrating my 21st birthday there. So I was around 21. And after a couple of years, I decided I would at least get my GED. So I got a GED. And then I had a baby. And then, like with a baby, I found it very difficult to go on to college. I tried, and it was really hard and expensive. We didn't have a lot of money. So I just basically took whatever job I could. And I had all kinds of jobs. I was a housekeeper. I was a house cleaner. I was a cocktail waitress. I kept thinking I want to have this great job that I make a lot of money at. So I took typing school. I went to real estate school. I went to computer school, just not like a technical. It was all these small little 3-month certification type of trainings, but then I never did anything with it. So he's my ex-husband now. So he got out of the Navy and we didn't really know what we were going to do. So I just decided to go to EMT, like emergency medical technician school. And again, another 3-month program. And I said, this time I'm going to do the job. that I went to school for. Because I just kept spending money on these little trade schools and not going to do anything with it. And he got out, we moved, I took the training, we moved to Seattle, Washington, and I worked as an EMT there. And I hated it. I hated it. We were broke. I made $7 an hour. I couldn't afford medical care because we no longer had, you know, the military, the TRICARE, or back then it was CHAMPUS. And so by 2 years, we were bankrupt. And I couldn't see a way out. So I joined the Air Force. And then from the Air Force, I moved to Texas and I stayed in San Antonio for 10 years. And while I was in San Antonio, I worked in a level one trauma center. I started to really like what I was doing. I was getting really good with what I was doing. But I was watching just a lot of HGTV and I thought, love interior design. So I started doing that and I was good. I was even winning like yard of the month and I loved it, but I was too afraid to get out of the Air Force to go pursue this dream because I knew what getting out of the military was. Bankruptcy. What if I become a interior design? I don't get any customers. So I was too afraid to leave the military to go pursue something that kind of really brought me joy. And the military offers a lot of educational benefits. So I took them up on it. I applied after 8 years of being enlisted to the nursing, it's a commissioning program where you go to school, they pay, and you become a nurse, and then you pay them time back. And I was only doing it for money. Nurses make more money than me. Officers make more money than me. So I'm going to go do that. I was very money driven, but not finding fulfillment or purpose. So then I became a nurse and ended up in labor and delivery. And found my calling in labor and delivery. And I said, after a year of finding this calling, this purpose, this passion, I was like, this is where I was supposed to be. This is what having a calling feels like. This is what working, you would do it for free, feels like. And I was, at the time, about 11 years into my Air Force career, but again, still being controlled by money and security, right? So I stayed, I said, well, I'll stay the 20 and I'll do something. But I started watching these doulas that were getting trained by a friend of mine and watching them with their own businesses and being able to do birth and have their own business. And I envied them so much. I envied them so much because I wanted that freedom. I wanted that ability to work as I wanted, not when they told me I had to. And so it wasn't until maybe a couple of years ago, where now I'm at a 20, 21 year mark in the Air Force, that I said, I have to stop living in the comfort and I got to get out. I have to get out because it's so easy to stay in this institution that is created. It's either an institution of nursing where it's like, well, it's a paycheck and it's pretty good, versus also the institution of the military. That's always about the benefits with the military, the benefits, the benefits. And I really was able to have a very good career in my nursing. It really grew me to the way I am right now. But I don't have that sense of freedom. My time is still accounted for. So maybe around 2021 was when I said, it's time for me to take everything I've learned and know and create my own business and at the same time be purpose-led, feel good about what I'm doing, love what I do what I love. And this is where I'm at now, and I'm finally there. I'm finally there. I
And
really am.
you've had that intuition inside
Yeah.
of you for how many years now? Would you say that there's something more, there's something more, there's something more?
My whole life. My whole life. But it was limitation that prevented me from really going for it. That's why I kept all those, even nail technician jobs. I went to nail technician school. I keep trying to find these ways where I could like doing things but earn money. And there was always like this feeling of you're special, Mariah. There's something in you that's special, but what is it? Where is it? And so my life was constantly part of joining the military for me was because I was constantly job hopping or getting these little trade schools, or there was no stability. And now at the time, like in 95, I had a son. And so being without medical insurance and barely making ends meet, couldn't even afford full-time daycare. He was like 3 years old. I started to really go more for the money. But when I started to love the labor and delivery, nursing, and everything about birth, and I started to say, like, this feels so good. And that to me was like this kind of moment where really was where I was like, I found something that nobody I know found, because they're all working for the retirement. They're all working for the paycheck. I didn't know anybody who was doing what they loved. And here I was getting to do what I loved. And I was like, this is, it just felt so good. And then I just wanted more. Then I started to say, I want it to be a specific way. But it took me a long time to figure out how to do that, because people like that just don't run in my circles.
So how did you get to Germany? Because
Through
you're in
the
Berlin. You live in Berlin right now.
Well, I'm south of it, and
Okay.
I'm active duty still, and so I'm stationed at a hospital in Germany, and so I've been in Germany since 2018, working in labor and delivery.
Okay. Huh. Wow, that's incredible. I love the fact with my job that I can talk to people from all over the world. It's quite amazing. I like to hear
It
everyone's background
is.
story, right? Yeah. So throughout that process of you discovering, where you wanted to be in life now, what was your biggest learning experience through that, do you really feel? Now that you've gone through the motion of trial and error and, taking all these different courses and being in the Air Force, the military for what, 21 years, did you say?
Well,
Like,
23 now,
yeah,
23.
23 now. Yeah,
Yeah.
like what is the biggest thing that you can say that you've really learned about yourself?
Well, mindset is the power, the key, the everything. Because when I didn't have this way of believing, especially in things like manifestation, I didn't know what the word manifestation meant. I think 2013, my friend told me, go watch The Secret. And I said, okay, thought it was going to be some movie. And I'm watching it, like, what am I watching? And it took me, I actually watched it multiple times to even understand it. And then I was like, like, what is this about? So I made my first vision board, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to do this. I really was keen on Bob Proctor. And so I was watching his old YouTube stuff and just by myself trying to manifest. And if I said the word manifest to any of the people in my life, they said, what are you talking about? So it was this kind of solo journey, but I knew like th this, there's something here. There's something like that I can I have control of my life. So that's really what it made me believe that I can do something that being in the military, you go by rank. You make your money based on rank. So I'm not going to make any more money than my rank unless I rank up. And so in the military, it's all about ranking up for more money. But the higher rank you get, in loads of responsibility, like you're almost never not working. And I said, that's not an enjoyable life. All you do is work 24/7 and putting out fires that just keep popping up everywhere. It's no end. That's your whole career of something never ending. And who are you really helping? What are you really doing that is fulfilling and purposeful? And for me, I found it at the bedside. But it was very difficult to stay at the bedside as I ranked up because they want you to go into leadership. And I said, it's not where I belong. I know I don't belong there. I belong here because of the things I was doing for women in labor and birth and mentoring the newer nurses. I was thriving. I was loving it. But, well, I'm capped at my rank paycheck.
The
So to believe.
the difference
Go ahead.
between you and I when it comes with manifesting is we have that self-awareness. Manifesting has been there since Earth has been has been produced, and it's you and I know how to control it. We manifest on a daily basis. That's what people don't understand. We manifest on a daily basis, whether you know it or not. You manifest the good and you manifest the bad. So anything that's happening around you, you created that. Because
Absolutely.
you and I are in that mindset, we have awareness of what it is, and we have control of how we manifest our lives. That's what the difference is. That's also with the ranking of what you were in, right? You manifested everything there, but now that you're aware that you wanted more than that, yeah. People were manifesting the rank that they were going to, and then adding those belief system in there that I can only go this far. So I'm just going to leave it at that, right? Unless they wanted to manifest that higher rank, then they would have that come into their lives. And then now they're good with that for a little bit. But you went beyond that. You're like, there's so much more to this, so I'm going to create something other than just this military
And
life.
I can be in the military and still manifest
Absolutely, you.
something amazing. So while I'm serving, and I love what I do overseas, especially because these women are coming in to have babies by themselves, maybe just them and their husband, no family because they're overseas. And I want them to know, don't worry, girl, you're in the best of hands, right? And that's what makes me feel good at work. If you took that away from me, then I wouldn't feel good, right? But the other thing is like I kept expanding. I expanded into body work, I expanded into energy medicine. I became more than just a nurse. So even though I'm in the Air Force, I'm capped off at a certain amount of money because of my rank, I don't have to stop there.
You know,
And it's
that's
because
not the end all
people
be all.
that
There's
are
so much
happy.
more. There's so much more for you.
And I don't have to do just one thing
Right.
that impacts lives, that makes a difference, that makes people feel better or people just more confident or happier, and that just a whole bunch of things just started to kind of, I got talented at several different things. And then I said, how can I bring it all together? And in 2021 is when I finally brought it all together and realized how I'm going to take all these gifts that I was given. These are gifts. They're absolute gifts. Everybody gets it, gets their own special, unique gift about them. And this is mine. And I found it and I expanded on it. And now it's like, how do I bring it all together? And that was, I manifested. I said, help me bring it all together because I love doing all of it. And I want to keep doing all of it. And I want to make a difference. I want to have a positive impact in society and help me bring it all together. And I manifested it, bringing all together. And now it's all together. And
And
I'm so excited.
you proved to yourself and are a mentor to others that the only limits that you put are on yourself. Mm-hmm. And you went beyond that. And you don't want any limits within yourself. So you created and you put all of these different gifts of yours, which you discovered on your own because you were intuitively guided. Explain to the audience what all of your gifts are that you have now put together to create the world that you want.
So in the beginning, when I started labor and delivery, I had no intention to stay in labor and delivery. I said, okay, like I have an emergency room background. I thought, I think I want to go into the neonatal ICU because I still get that critical care, but with small, cute little patients. And as I was learning, I did postpartum first and then going into labor. I actually had birth trauma and I didn't really realize it was a birth trauma. I just knew for myself, I left with my son feeling like, that wasn't fabulous. And so I didn't talk about my birth. And I started feeling very protective of these women when I really realized, I don't want you to go through what I went through. And so I took on this mothering, protective type of nursing style. And I started to go out and learn everything I could. It started with taking a doula workshop more so I could learn how to provide comfort measures. But the doula workshop brought me into like the emotional component that, you know what, labor nurses do not get this training. So then I said, okay, then I would do that, but we would still kind of stall out. And so I ended up getting into the body work and learning about fascia. And I became like a soft tissue, like body worker. So I do all this soft tissue work. And I started watching my patients who were stalling and possibly going for a C-section to save them kind of from that by the work with my hands. It literally was with my hands, no medication, nothing extra, the way medical intervention has become so pervasive in birth. So then as I was doing the body work, well, you can't do body work without getting into the energy work. And then the energy work was like, I'm doing this physical release with the fascia. And then the energy release was coming with that. And then it was like, okay, well, now it's like that mindset that people needed to have started coming through me. Because while you're working on somebody, I would work on, my sessions are about 1.5 to 2 hours. It's not this massage, they're snoozy, sleepy on my table. We are talking. And it's like things started coming out where they were just kind of talking about some frustrations. And intuitively, I was led to like bring them into the power of the mindset, because in birth, it truly is mind over matter. It's what you believe you can do. And then I was like, I want to teach women how to have the birth they want their way only through manifestation. And not this idea of the only way to have the birth you want your way is to argue with the doctor to demand what you want, or to only learning breathing and moving and not the that body work that I do, because the body work that I did was really making a difference in how women's labors went. But then I said, but the key is in the mind, because the mind can stop everything. And so when I started doing body work prenatally on women, we did mindset work. And this was before I even learned that. And so when I had the opportunity to learn how to take what I knew about the mindset, and that was through thinking into results, to create that the concept and the methods, there is a way to teach this that people can digest and understand, but I had to shift it into a way a woman who wanted to have an empowered birth could understand. So I had to change it, but the concepts are the same. Making the decision to have the birth you want. Know your why. Why do you want that? earth. Understand outside circumstances. You don't control those, but you can control what you are inside. So no, maybe you don't have the ability to choose your perfect doctor, but you can manifest the right doctor to give you the birth you want. And that was like, everything just to me was like, women can do this if they understood how to manifest the birth they want. And so the idea of like, working anybody local, of course, they would get my body work, and the body work brings confidence, because it's like, especially women that are maybe prior birth trauma or prior cesareans, they're going into their next birth with doubt and fear. So we work on removing that. And some of that comes with the body work to say, physically, your body is now conditioned and prepped, but your mind has to go with it too. And that's how I brought it together. And that's what I do.
I think it's amazing. Yeah. Like the journey that you've been on, the self-discovery, the mindset, helping others, and teaching, showing others that, you know, there are so many other different methods out there. Right. And so what is it that you want others to learn or to know through your experiences? Like what is it that you want others to know?
Well, because my love and my gift is in birth, that you can have your birth the way you want. You really, really can. Even like the idea, the birth professionals that I work with in hospitals, they don't believe that. And so when you go in to have your birth, it's like when they see some women, because you know, some people, they are obviously like those unconscious competence in their manifesting. So they see women have beautiful births. It can happen, but they stay focused on the negativity, right? And I said, what I say to some, it's on both sides of the birth professionals, to say, you don't know what this lady is manifesting for herself. So if her birth does not go her way, again, like we talked about, that responsibility of thoughts become things. These were her thoughts. These were her feelings. You don't need to take it personally.
And this is her outcome that she created.
Yes, it's not you as the nurse or the doctor. But guess what? If you have a fear, then you're going to attract the people that will prove your fear.
Yeah, that will support it.
Yes. And so to break that, this is my mission, right? To break this nasty cycle we have about the energy we share in the birth space. So you don't control your outside circumstances, but you absolutely control inside of you. And that is where the power comes from. It's very empowering. You do not have to worry about anybody else. Mm-hmm. Nobody. As long as you've got that belief in yourself, everything you need will come to you. Mm-hmm. That's what I want them to know.
And that's in every situation.
Yes.
Every situation.
Yep. But when we're starting with birth, you are birthing yourself into a mother. You are bringing life. What is this life going to feel? That baby inside you feels your anxiety, but it feels your confidence too. What do you want your baby to feel? You want them to feel the confidence, the joy, the happiness. So when they come into this world, they're already happy and joyous.
Yeah, that kind of brings me back to talking about what I talk about in my book, because my mother, her, you know, she was in a state of fear, right? Because she was abused all throughout her pregnancies, right? So me being in her womb, I was born into anxiety and fear and depression and all of that, right? And then look at where my outcome in my life ended up becoming.
And it is shown, this is more on psychology, right? So here you've got a birth world, a bodywork world, a psychological world, and nobody's talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the birth world is not seeing your outcome. as the once fetus, becoming the baby, becoming the child, becoming the adult. It's not until you're an adult that you realize there's things that happened in your in utero and in your life, right? And it is shown that women who have high anxiety or a lot of stress, that baby chemically can deplete itself with its natural stress ability hormones that we're supposed to be born with. They can either drain themselves by trying to manage this stress in utero, or they can not have enough of it when they're on outside the womb as a baby and be like very stressed babies because the chemical makeup was affected by the way the mother felt. Mothers need to be nourished in pregnancy. They need to be loved. They need to be supported. They need to feel secure. And if they're not, it has a direct impact on their baby.
Well, and then that happens. See, and people don't pay attention to that. Like you can, you know, I can tell somebody who was brought up in a loving, nurturing environment, you know, from birth to somebody who was not. And people don't look at it that way.
They think about the now.
Yeah, they think about the now. But where did this come from? Where did this stem from? Why is she like that? You know, people have to look further back. And I said, once they start looking further back, then there's going to be less judgment. There's going to be more compassion that's brought into the situation, whatever it was. And I can look at, you know, even my children's friends, and I can pick up right away what type of environment that they're brought into, because I've been brought in, you know, I was brought up in a hostile environment, you know.
Recognize.
Absolutely. You know,
well, there was a book I read that it's just one chapter. It's not the whole book, but in that it really caught me because as a birth worker, we impact the lives between the bonding of the mother and the baby. And when we take the baby away from the mother, as soon as it's born, it's traumatized. Now, if it has a mother that's very well stable and they're happy and, you know, it's like, oh, let's just take it to the warmer to look real quick. That's traumatizing to a newborn. You just took it away from its life source. Mm-hmm. Then you bring it back to the mother. But if this mother is already in a state of anxiety and fear and stress, because that's how they've been their whole life, right? Then it still continues where if the baby is traumatized or stressed by taking them away from the mother at birth, cesarean, or just even a regular delivery that they had, just wanted to look at the baby the warmer. Then when the baby comes back to the mom, there's the nurture, because there's always nature versus nurture. And what I've seen because I've been a labor and delivery nurse for over a decade, and I have watched the diagnosis of anxiety, depression increase. Almost every patient has got anxiety behind them, got depression behind them. And this is coming from a society that we're just getting, like mental health is getting that I just say we're just getting sicker and sicker.
Well, how can we not get sicker and sicker? Because we totally normalize drugs and alcohol now.
Yeah.
Totally. And you know what? Society pushes it upon each other.
And that's labeling everybody.
That's
give them a label. And so that gives them the excuse not to heal.
Yeah. Like let's ignore our feelings and let's go, you know, smoke or do crack or, you know, have a drink. You know, let's numb everything and let's forget about everything and not deal
or
with it.
Or take our anxiety pills.
Exactly.
Take our depression pills.
Yeah, everybody's got depression, anxiety, they've got ADHD, and society.
And so now the babies being born are carrying that with them. And it doesn't have to be that way. It truly, truly doesn't, because like that understanding the power of the mind and understanding that you can empower yourself regardless of what's happening outside of you. You can stop that cycle and not have that happen to your life. And unfortunately, because most people, I would say, are not bringing it back to that moment pregnancy or birth, or they don't realize that there was an event at that time, right? And so for me, when I'm in the birth room, I'm very careful with taking the babies from the mother. It has to be a good reason. Has to be a good reason. And it's not okay for me personally. I feel it's not okay if we're just checking. No, this baby needs to give me a real reason to take him away from it, his or her life source, his mother. And so I don't work with people that are of that mindset because they're not trained. I found this because of my calling, because it led me down different avenues into the emotional work, into the psychological work, into the body work, the energy work. And I am not your average labor and delivery nurse at all. And everything I do is to protect the mother and the baby so they bond and have a healthy unit, a happier unit. And I've seen the women that had the traumatic birth heal and go on to have the beautiful birth. And there is a difference. There is a difference in their mothering. There is a difference in their relationship. There is a direct difference. But like you said, when we're not taking responsibility of ourselves and we're blaming other people or blaming our identity of some type of addict or person with depression, then we lose our power and we become powerless, not empowered. Taking responsibility for how you think, how you feel, your actions empowers you because it empowers you to change. If you don't do that for yourself, you play the victim, you feel like I can't do it because I have anxiety. I can't do it because I'm addicted to whatever, right?
It's so funny, like when you would said about, you know, empowering and, you know, I can't do it because I've got anxiety. That's as far as people will go. Well, I've got anxiety. Okay. Me, I look at it. Okay. So let's dig a little bit deeper. Why do you have that anxiety? And people don't want to go that little step further because they're scared they will find the truth out. And then they're going to have to deal with it. People would rather just kind of put a blind eye. Well, I have anxiety.
Well, and you're right, because then everybody else feels the same. So guess what? They don't want to pry because they don't want anybody to ask them about their problems, right? So it's like, oh, I can't do it. I have anxiety. Oh, yeah, I know how you feel. And now it's like, hey, I just validated you to feel that way. But all that's doing is limiting everybody. Everybody lives in a state of limitation when this is how you want to think and feel and do. And when you want more, and I was the same.
Yeah. Like, oh, I was there. No question. Yeah. And that's how we know this. That's how we know this.
When I thought there's no way I could make more money unless I go get another job and another job. I have literally had three jobs multiple times because I didn't know there was a way to believe in a different way. I thought everybody had to go get a job and that was the only way you were going to make money. And it's not that I'm not working, but I don't have to go get a job that I don't like, that only it's only for the money. And it was never really that much money because I was a high school dropout. So I had to make jobs just to equate, like maybe not even what I make as a nurse, right? But that was accepted. It was accepted. Or they were like, go to school. All right, I went to school. Now I'm a nurse. Well, I'm still limited on my income. I'm still limited on my choice of the way I want to live. I'm limited on where I get to live. I don't get to choose, not in the military. So these were things that I felt powerless about, and that the military chose where I got to go. The military chose what job I got to do. And I just followed whether I liked it or not until I realized I control myself inside, which will create the world I want to live in.
And that gets to the next question that I want to ask you is, where are you now?
where am I now? I'm in that. I have, like I said, I finally manifested my vision to come together. So I've got my coaching programs, and then I'm still teaching nurses. I created a course called Dysfunctional Labor Maneuvers. That's for labor nurses or midwives for the bedside things. These are all very important to me because of how I've changed lives doing this. So I get to do something that makes me feel proud, that helps the world, not only helps the mother, but helps the birth professional, because there's so much burnout in nursing because they don't enjoy their jobs. But there's a way to enjoy your job if you stop thinking about it as a job, right? We're so privileged to be there at the start of life. So privileged. And many labor and delivery nurses get into it because they love that. But hospital institutions can quickly really crush and burn people out if they don't understand that everything is within their mind and they're actually inviting that. And the empowerment is to know, oh, wait, I invited that? Well, then I can change that. And then you get to do what you love. And it, you're just so, you feel so much better about what you do. You don't have to leave the bedside. You can still have it all, but you have to believe you can.
Right.
And that's why I said, even when you asked me, the power is in the mind. It all starts with the mind. And we're just not taught that growing up. I know I wasn't.
No, I wasn't either.
And even for me to bring it up around my circle of friends, they don't really understand it. Some are open to it, and I love talking to them about it. And some are like, yeah, that's great. But yeah, it just, you know, only for you, but for me, no. And I'm like, yeah, for you. But, you know, I understand that idea of thinking, because I really remember when I first started into the mindset work, was like, how on earth can I make more money if I don't go get another job?
Yeah.
And I don't have that many hours in the day.
But like, that's the funny thing. Like I said, like they're doing it and they don't even realize it.
Yeah.
They're doing it, but they're just not understanding what they're doing. They're not paying attention.
Yeah. And then as like a friend, I don't get into letting them know it's you creating what you want. What I do is I inspire with what I do. And then once you become open, then I'm going to let you know about thoughts creating things. You are responsible for your environment and what happens to you. And that gives you power. So
right.
I live by my word. I have a huge, huge drive towards integrity. And when you see me and meet me, this is true, authentic me. I will always be me. And if you like what you see, I'm happy to tell you how I got here. And if it's not your cup of tea, then I'm not going to shove it down your throat.
Right.
Right.
Now, do you have any final words that you want to let the audience know? You've mentioned your programs and body code. And so if someone was wanting to get a hold of you, can you go into a little bit more depth of how we can do that? And I just want to let everybody know that all the information that she is going to give you now is going to be in all of the podcast notes. So click on the podcast, go into the notes, and that's where you will find out all the information.
If you're looking for empowered birth, my website, mariahdiefe.com, I have my birth programs. I have three programs, because I have the birth, but when you start transforming, well, your partner might need some help with their transformation too, because you'll start to see how powerful the mind is. And typically you kind of want your partner to enjoy this because it's so powerful and beautiful. So if the partner is interested in transformation as well, maybe they want to feel like they could be a more confident parent. I have the Confident Parent Program. And then for birth professionals, if you feel burnt out or you're just trying to figure out a way to to expand yourself. I have the Birth Biz program. They're all coaching programs. The Birth program is 4 months, and the coaching other pro- coaching programs are 6 months. So that's found on my website. And then for dysfunctional labor maneuvers, if you're a labor and delivery nurse or a midwife or an OB doctor, doula, anybody that wants to really enhance their skills, then that can be found on my website under the shop tab. I'm going to make a page for that because I really, it really makes a difference in birth. It's so, so very, very important. And then anybody who's feeling, maybe they just want a small session with me. I do have mini sessions, and those are 90 minutes. And if there's an energy block, I offer the body code for that as well. So I have numerous ways of helping, but it depends what you're specifically looking for. So if you want to ask specific questions, coaching into results at mariahadaifi.com is where we can meet and maybe even have a 15-minute call to say, here's what I'm thinking, what can you offer? And, you know, is there something I can help you with? So that would be the best ways. And I'm on social media as well.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you so much, Mariah. This was such a enlightening, informative, and just an excellent interview. So I'm
thank you for having me. I appreciate your time and the conversation we had. I loved it. So thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, no, this was really good. I'm so glad that you are a part of my journey. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad you're mine.
So in closing, if you like this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. You can also go to my website, shannonmondor.com, and check it out and look at my one-on-one coaching and my Fulfillment in Faith program, which is a 6-month personal development program, which will change your life. So thank you so much, and have an amazing day. And thank you so much for Mariah. Once again, this was a wonderful interview. Yeah, it was excellent. Thank you. I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.